From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Boy, that was a doozy of a clue you gave us last week. I think I lost you in the middle of it. It had to do with dominoes and lines and, you know, something for someone who is really spatially oriented. I'm going to give you time to repeat the whole thing so it could sink in.
Okay, well, it was a new puzzle by a Ukrainian puzzle maker, Serhiy Grabarchuk, who has a great new book about to come out called The New Puzzle Classics. I said, put 10 dots on a piece of paper in the form of a 10-pip domino, and the object is to draw a closed loop of four consecutive straight lines going through each of the dots once. Can you do it?
Well, I can't, but others really made an effort to. So tell us how, I mean, can you explain the solution?
Well, I'll explain it verbally, and if you have, if you want a picture of the answer, you can find it on the NPR website. But set the domino horizontally, so four pips are aligned across the top, two pips are aligned in the middle, and the four last pips are aligned on the bottom. And you start by drawing a horizontal line left to right through the top four pips. The tricky part is to begin this line to the left of the first pip and end it to the right of the fourth pip. Next, you draw a slanting line diagonally down through the second pip of the middle row, ending to the left of the bottom row of pips. Next, you draw a horizontal line across the bottom four pips, extending the line out past the last one. And finally, you draw a slanting line diagonally up through the first pip of the middle row, ending at your starting point.
Wow. We had about 400 entries to this one from folks who solved the puzzle. And our randomly selected winner from all of those correct entries is John Robinson. He joins us from Iowa City, Iowa. Hi, John.
Hi, Leanne.
So how long did it take you to do this?
Well, I got the four-line solution while we were sitting in church during the sermon. But when I checked with my wife, Eileen, who's the real puzzle solver, she said, I believe it said closed, and so I had to go back and close it off, but it's the kind of thing that I enjoy doing.
What do you do there in Iowa City?
I'm a professor of electrical engineering, and I teach computer programming and electronics and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Have you been playing the puzzle a long time?
Been playing the puzzle kind of seriously for the last couple of years, although this is only the second time I sent something in.
Well, guess what? You know what happens now.
Yes, I get to play with Leon Hansen.
And Will Shortz, don't forget.
Will's just the supplier.
All right. Well, Will, meet John. John, meet Will. Let's play.
All right, John, every answer today is a made-up two-word phrase in which the first word ends in Y, and the second word is the same as the first one without the Y. For example, if I gave you the clue rod with glue on it, you would say sticky stick. All right, number one is a nobleman who arrives before he's due. And if you arrive before you're due, what are you? Ending in Y. You're not
early,
late.
Early,
yes.
Earl.
Early Earl is right. Number two is a nonsensical lower part of a window frame. What do you call the bottom part of a window?
Sill.
Yeah.
Sill.
Silly Sill is right. A very small high schooler.
High schooler. Tiny.
Almost. Change the vowel sound there.
Teeny.
Yes.
Teeny teen.
Teeny teen is it.
Teeny teen.
Teeny teen. Good.
Got it.
How about a crazy threaded fastener?
A crazy threaded fastener. Squirrely screw?
Well, screw is right. Just put a Y on the end.
Screw.
Screwy screw is it.
Okay.
Mean-spirited political cartoonist Thomas. Political cartoonist Thomas. Think the 19th century.
Leanne, I need some help.
I think it's Thomas Nast.
Yes.
So it would be...
Nasty Nash?
Nasty Nast is it. Now, the rest of the answers continue phonetically, but not by spelling. And your first one of these is a distrustful Shakespearean king.
Oh.
Yeah, help.
Lear, King Lear.
Yeah.
Leary Lear?
Leary Lear. Good, good.
Okay.
Optimistic male offspring.
Sunny Sun?
Sunny Sun, good. A very strong but very small insect.
Mighty bug.
Yes. That's it. Say it.
Oh.
Mighty.
Uh-huh.
Might?
Just Mighty mite, a mighty mite, that's it. How about a well-dressed flying insect? And what's a little flying insect that's bothersome?
A gnat.
Yes.
A gnat.
A natty gnat, is it? Wildebeests with all the latest gossip.
Wildebeest.
Wildebeests. What's another term for those animals? They start with a silent G.
Oh, gnu.
Yeah, but the G is silent. The G is silent.
Newsy new?
Newsy news, is it? How about a counterfeit product of Verizon?
Phony phone?
Phony phone, is it?
Good.
Period of a king's rule with much precipitation.
Rainy rain?
Yes, a Mideast ruler who trembles.
Shaky shake?
Shaky shake, I'm going for that pronunciation. And your last one is an unknown man. An unknown man. And this has an extra syllable in each part. Well, what's a title for a man?
Mister.
Yes. Put an E on the end of it.
Mystery Mister.
A mystery Mister is correct.
Well, I think I got a C, but I passed.
No, I think you did better.
All I need is a C. Taking this course, pass, fail.
Well, guess what? You know, you graduate anyway. And you also get some things on your graduation. You'll get the weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and the New York Times Will Short's favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. John, what public radio station do you listen to?
Ordinarily, I'm listening to our AM station, WSUI, but sometimes I switch to the FM, which is KSUI.
In Iowa City.
In Iowa City.
All right. John Robinson from Iowa City, Iowa. Terrific. A great player. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Leanne.
Okay. All right, Will. Do you have a nice brain teaser for us to work on this week?
Well, we're back to words this time, and it comes from listener Jeffrey Harris of Nashville, Tennessee. Take a five-letter word meaning having an unpleasant smell, insert it backward inside another five-letter word meaning having a strong smell. The result will be a 10-letter name of a famous composer. Who is it? So again, a five-letter word meaning having an unpleasant smell, insert it backward inside another five-letter word meaning having a strong smell, and you'll get a 10-letter name of a famous composer. Who is it?
Where do you get this stuff? Oh, when you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Hey, thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.